Now, Bibby, mice and alcohol, the connection isn't immediately apparent. What's this all about?
Right, there's a group of researchers, actually two groups in the US and China. They've been working together to actually devise a method to encapsulate enzymes in a polymer shell. And it sounds quite trivial, actually, when you say it like that. But basically, enzymes and their activity is quite an interesting area. And what happens in nature is that if you look at a cell, the enzymes are not there just free to roam around within the cell. They are compartmentalized in organelles, or they are, they appear as complexes within the cell.
So all the little machines in a production line are congregated or aggregated in one place in the cell to do a certain task?
Yes, definitely. And basically, it is quite important that they are within that area. It stops their intermediates diffusing away. And so actually, it could potentially affect the efficiency.
So the product of one enzyme, which is going to be fed into another, if those enzymes were floating around randomly all over the cell, the product has got to go and find the other enzyme before it can get worked on. Whereas if you put them all in a production line and fix them in that relationship, it's much more efficient, the throughput.
Yes, definitely. That would be one of the reasons why this happens. And the second one is that if any toxic waste is produced during metabolism, there will be enzymes within that structure that are able to decompose it immediately without, letting the waste contaminate the cell.
Oh, clever. So when you make something which is like a bad smell or the cellular equivalent, basically there's something to deal with it on site, there and then, so it doesn't go anywhere and do damage in the meantime.
Absolutely, yes. So, in a way, this explains why enzymes should be within a compartment. So these scientists have designed a way of making synthetic compartments or organelles. They have actually devised a very simple method, which basically means that you have to, first of all, identify an inhibitor, which basically acts as a temporary block. They have then linked these inhibitors with a DNA strand, and basically they call this an inhibitor DNA scaffold. When you actually then put this scaffold with the enzyme, basically they bind specifically. So you get an enzyme complex.
Oh, so you're getting a string of DNA with molecules bound onto the enzymes to hold onto them temporarily. So you end up with a string of enzymes linked by this bit of DNA scaffold. So that sort of puts everything in the right relationship.
Yes, in the right spatial arrangement as well, because the way that they are arranged is important.
So then how do you make the little compartment they're going to sit in?
It generates itself as a cocoon over the complex. They functionalize the enzyme with groups, acryloyl groups, and basically these groups find a monomer that needs to be present there. It needs to be fed into the mixture, we also need an initiator and a cross linker. These are all components that you need for a polymerization process, and it happens in situ. So basically, you've got your complex there, and you add a few elements that actually make they spin a cocoon around the complex.
Okay, how does it actually then get used?
Basically, you need to gently heat it a little bit to remove the DNA scaffold, and this activates the enzymes. To test the efficacy of this complex, actually, what they did is they actually made the mice very drunk.
Wicked laugh there. You made some mice drunk.
Yes, because they were actually testing enzymes that are involved in the metabolism of alcohol. So they had alcohol oxidase, which oxidizes ethanol into acetaldehyde and hydrogen peroxide. And hydrogen peroxide is toxic for the cell. So basically, they put there another enzyme, which is catalase, that breaks down the peroxide into water and oxygen. So what they did is actually they administered this enzyme complex to one of the cohorts of mice, and the other one was obviously untreated. They made them very, very, very drunk. Actually, it's really interesting when you read the paper, because they fell asleep within minutes.
Okay, so that's pretty drunk. That's almost sort of student Fresher's night drunk, isn't it?
Yes.
So then they would administer these particles to the mice, do they? Enzyme particles.
They administer the drug before the alcohol. And basically what happens is that they fell asleep very quickly, and the ones that had been treated with the chemical, they recover a lot quicker, actually 1 to 2 hours. They wake up 1 to 2 hours before the rest, that, you know, who are still completely drunk.
David's waving his hand. Does that mean you're sort of eager to try this, David?
I'm eager to know whether this is going to lead to a good hangover cure for humans. Is there any way that we could perhaps get this for humans? Or
yes, that's one of the aims. Actually, they want to test it as a prophylactic for, you know, alcohol addiction. So
you'll have to wait a little while, there, David. Okay, so maybe till the show's over.